Stoked. It's a common phrase, stoked, most often associated, but not at all limited to surfing. In the context of surfing, however, as an adjective to describe a surfer's state of mind before, during, and after riding waves in the ocean, you will often hear the phrase, stoked, but also undeniably you will feel the energy of the person sharing it. The phrase isn't just the sound expression, the feeling goes far deeper. As best as I can, I would like to share how staying stoked has helped me stay connected to myself and life around me, but let me start with a simple image which really expresses and shares it in the most beautiful way. In the above image, two Groms share the stoke. One is executing a really nice turn, while the other watches on with the biggest smile. Both are spontaneously expressing a form of stoke. Being stoked is a feeling of pure bliss, a moment of intense gratitude, a moment of deep connection and surrender, a moment that becomes the benchmark on the barometer for all other moments. It comes from a deep sense of presence in the moment, but its energy continues to reverberate in us for minutes, hours, days, months, years, and maybe even a lifetime, spreading far beyond us with or without our awareness. The beauty in this image, as the photographer shares, is friendship, being happy and excited for someone else. But notice it's a give and receive transaction or reaction, because when you have that feeling of being stoked, your energy raises and your enthusiasm for life even more. The bonds of friendship are strengthened through sharing your stoke. It's a feeling that creates hope and optimism, and the pursuit of it can be a catalyst for healing from the deepest pains or traumas. From a chemistry point of view, as your vibrational energy increases, the greater the chance of a bond reaction taking place, your stoke becomes the activation energy required for a new bond to form. And in science, the result from the formation of a bond is stability. Isn't that amazing? Forming bonds creates stability. Maybe we could even say peace and contentment. So high energy, unstable, becomes the catalyst for stability. But herewith my reflection, to reach the point of being stoked requires that you stoke the fire. It requires that you direct your energy outwardly. To arrive at the adjective, you need the verb. I stoked the fire until it burned brightly. Eventually, if the fire is not stoked, it continues to lose energy and burn out. I would venture to say that you need to continually stoke your life whilst you are living it. One such individual that puts his stoke to purpose and has spent most of that life in the ocean, and probably could be compared to Obelix, who falls into the cauldron of magic potion as a child, which granted him superhuman strength for life in the tales of Asterix and Obelix, is South African Chris Burdish. Chris continues to intentionally fuel his own fire and reflects that stoke in his life by sharing his experiences with others. And if you read up on him, you will get a much better understanding of where his stoke comes from and how he uses his energy to play that stoke forward. He's living a phenomenal journey, story, and is a testament of the human spirit. https://chrisburdish.com/. Recently in January 2026, Chris initiated a project, et al., to spread the stoke and spirit of surfing with others called the Super Stoked, Pay It Forward, Pass It On Surfboard Project. He passed on two surfboards, in collaboration with at Lifestyles Surf Shop at York Surf and at Safari Surfboards, to two ambassadors, namely Andrew Marr and Heather Clark, with the only requirement being that they spread the stoke of surfing by riding and sharing the board with others. If you know these surfers, you will know they too, like Chris, fell in the cauldron from a young age, and they naturally exude positive energy and an aloha spirit with others. I bumped into Andrew one morning out in the ocean, and he gave me a ride on one of the boards, Chris's Blue Dolphin, and we shared a moment of stoke that brightened up my heart and day and brought about big smiles of appreciation. Andrew decided to nominate me to become a custodian for the board over the next month, which I gladly accepted as an opportunity to spread love and stoke forward out into the world. Lately, I jump whenever the bell rings, increasingly, if not acutely aware of the preciousness of time. Andrew is an imaginative and extraordinary surfer, carpenter, and human being. He has a depth in him and the enthusiasm of a perpetual student of life, observant, interested, in general, stoked, spending some time with him, while savoring a cup of turmeric tea that Simone had just freshly brewed on a sunny afternoon, was just like catching a wave, an excitement of energy ending with peace, stillness, and reflection. Tales of building sites, waves, and contemplations on surfboards, their design, and their intricacies. Some moments just feel like home. Over the recent months, I have been spending a lot of time down at Muizenberg with my Grom Isa. He is an intuitive 6-year-old, a teacher of the present moment, and he, like Andrew, is perpetually stoked and interested in everything around him. I am savoring the time we have together, the opportunity to introduce him to the ocean, surfing, and stoke. It's a relationship, and a moment I wouldn't trade for anything else. Spending time with our children, our loved ones, our close friends, even strangers. These interactions of life are necessary to stoke the fire of life within us. We shouldn't shy away from human connection. I say that as someone who needs to take their own advice, as I have a tendency for seeking out solitude, but as life moves on, I realize that solitude can only truly be appreciated if it is balanced with human connection. I also realize that when we shy away from strangers who may not be from our walk of life, that we truly rob ourselves of spontaneous connection, which, like that moment in surfing, is where the stoke of life comes alive most. In some final thoughts about stoke, surfing has the ability to raise one up to the absolute heights of feeling stoked, but because the ocean is alive and changes every second, much like our lives, there are moments, complete realizations where a person will come to know the complete opposite of stoke, where they may feel at the bottom of the well on all levels, where they may feel despondent about life. When the waves disappear, or when one is unable to connect to the ocean due to life circumstances, or when life just knocks you down, then it is worth considering the simple chemistry analogy and work at generating that activation energy, the wisdom of the child in continually seeking. They are in perpetual motion, realizing that hot could not exist without cold. And just like the weather barometer, all things come to pass. We too can change our circumstances at any given time by generating our own energy. On the journey of life, appreciate the stoke and learn as swiftly as you can from its opposite. And remember, it is not your warden. It is only a teacher.